Welcome to Success Grid, the place for sharing entrepreneurial stories, knowledge, and wisdom to educate and inspire you to always strive to raise your standards in your business and your life. With your host, Hussein Talib.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Success Grid podcast with your host, Hussein Talib. Today with me, Ryan Braves. He is a serial entrepreneur married with three young children. He is obsessed with success, growth, and contribution. His company, Ascension by Design, is focused on building better men and helping married businessmen and entrepreneurs grow their businesses without neglecting the people who are most important to them. Ryan, welcome to the grid. How are you?
What's up, man? That was a good intro. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. So how have you been? Good?
Good, man. Keeping busy. Keeping busy. Awesome, meetings awesome. All day.
Awesome. Awesome. It's good to keep busy. But yes. Speaking of busy, what is that you believe in that's the most thing from what I am seeing that family is very important to you, right?
Yeah. The pictures gave it away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah. I'm actually going in about an hour and a half to do I have my videographer coming down to the beach with me and my sons, and we're going to do a photo shoot.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, awesome. That's good. How old is your son?
I have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and an 8-month-old.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome. Yeah. Amazing. God bless, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Awesome. So from my intro, we're talking about men and their families and connecting the businesses with families. I ask a lot of this to a lot of people, and a lot of people talk about this, the work-life balance, let's say, this kind of thing. So give us your perspective on that.
Yeah, I would say work-life balance is never like straight. It's never like work and life and it's equal. It's up and down and up and down. And it's being able to understand that there's going to be times where it's busier from a work perspective. Mm. And there's going to be times where it's busier from a family perspective. But it's building the business in such a way that you have the ability to do both. So if the family needs more of you, you can go do that without the business hurting. And if the business needs more of you on a given day or week, you can go and do that without the family hurting. Mm. And that is the only balance, to understand that and to build both things with that in mind.
Why is that you, let's say, believe family is that important to you? Why do you speak of that? And from what I'm seeing, it's like an integration with your own business, with your business.
Correct. Yeah. I have a few different businesses, but nonetheless, it's the same thread throughout. For me, the reason why family is so important at this phase and stage of my life is because of where I came from. Mm. For me, I had a family, but it was a broken family. For me, I had a mother and I had a father, but it was a stressful childhood, right? My father has bipolar disorder, manic depressive. He was in and out of prison. And my mother is an alcoholic and a drug abuser. So my childhood was everything but peaceful. There was no calm in my house. There was no security in my house. There was no being a child in my house. So for me, everything I do as a father to my kids is making sure they had the environment that I never had and the opportunity that I never had. So that's why it's so important.
Mm, yeah, cool. So because there are, I believe there are only two ways for children. They grow up in two ways from seeing things from their parents. Either they go the same kind of route they did, which is maybe bad things, drugs, and these kind, and they waste their lives maybe. And the other way around, like, for example, like what you are doing, what you did.
Sure.
Like, let's say, go the good route, the good way, and build good relationship with their families, wives, and kids, and yeah, with the communities that they are surrounded. So what happened with you that makes you want to take the, let's say, the good path, the bad path?
So it's funny. People ask me this question all the time, and here's the reality. When I was a kid, it was so stressful, right? and it was in such an environment that was not comforting at all, that I knew exactly what I didn't want. I didn't know what I wanted because I never saw what I thought I wanted. I had no idea what that looked like, but I knew what I didn't want. I didn't want to come home and see my mother drunk and pass out on the floor. I didn't want to come home or be home when the cops were at my house, when the authorities were at my house, right? I didn't want to come home and see my mother having my father arrested. I knew that. So I had to figure out what I actually did want, but I knew what I didn't want.
It's us a human. We want to keep, either we want to get pleasure or want to get away from pain, right? So that's kind of pain. So we want to push it away. You want to push it away. So, yeah. So in your business now, working with your clients, first thing, how do you see the people working in their businesses in relation to their families from this perspective? How close they are from their families, for example? How much attention do they give to that and regards also to the business?
Yeah. So I think, unfortunately, a lot of men are brought up in the culture to be the provider, right? Man will go to work, man will earn money, man will provide for the family, and that's it. And if they get to hang out with their family a little bit at the end of the night or a little bit on the weekend, that's good enough, because how else is everyone going to be fed and how is there going to be a roof put over their head? So I think that's the culture. So most people come to me because their business is struggling or they feel like they're not giving as much at home. So first thing when I go and work with a client is I want to make sure their business is strong. I want to make sure their business is solid. There's a foundation there. And then I want to teach them how to use their business so they can delegate things off their plate, create a team so they can create space for themselves, and then go be a husband and father at home. Mm-hmm. Because if work is crumbling, you're going to feel pulled in that direction and you're not going to be able to support your family. And if your family is crumbling, you're going to be dealing with that and the business will fall. So you have to learn how to stabilize one or the other first, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. But speaking of like men and providing for the families, like, for example, this is what in the old days, for example, maybe women used to even help in land or whatever, in farms or see these kind of things. But nowadays, in the modern days, what do you think of, for example, men and women, wife and husband, helping each other out, especially nowadays? Maybe life is getting maybe harder, I think, in some ways. Yeah,
life has become more complicated, for sure. So yeah, I think men and women should help each other, and I think if it's the family plan for the man and the woman to work, that's fine. You have to support what one another wants to do. So I'm not saying woman stay home, man work. I'm saying if your wife wants to stay home, you should be able to support her in having her stay home while you provide, but also be there as a husband and a father. But if she wants to work, then you support her in working and you're still there to be the businessman, to provide, and then also be at home as a father and husband. So it's figuring out what the want of the family is and then making it happen.
Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes in certain situations, for example, like you mentioned earlier, if you focus too much on work and you're like working 20 hours a day, 16 hours a day, you maybe get home, you're tired, maybe you won't do anything really with the family or do any activity or anything, go to a soccer game or whatever it is. So maybe the family side will go downhill from that sometimes. A lot of things, a lot of problems. Or sometimes, for example, if the woman is working and she's maybe making more money than the man, so maybe that sometimes make issues, maybe, I guess, sure, for some people, because it becomes like I'm making more than you and you're not providing. So that makes issues for that.
That's ego. Yeah. Right? And that's lack of communication. So I think if there's open communication back and forth between husband and wife, like it is when they first started dating, right? Then you don't have to have the problems in marriage as long as you have open communication.
Yeah. I actually sometimes read some people say like in at first when they are dating, it's like the guy, for example, marketing for himself. But when the girl is just secured and everything, you have her and that's it. You don't work for it anymore. This kind of
pulls off. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That's not good. That's not good. That's not going to work.
You have to keep maybe the romance on. So
yeah.
So what are the three things you want your kids, for example, to remember about you? Is that something that you work on? Is that something important to you?
Of course. And for me, it's not like I don't want to have to tell them what to remember me for. I want to show them what to remember me for. Right. Mm-hmm. And first and foremost, I want them to know and feel that I was a loving father. Right. That I always did everything to love them first. So loving father, and then obviously being a good husband. And then the businessman side of it, I want them to see that because I want to let them know and show them what's possible. Should they choose to want to go down the same path? Should they choose to create something or build something? My goal is to let them know it's possible, not because they heard about it from someone else or read it in a book, but because they saw it with their own eyes. So those are some of the most important things. That I want them to see.
Exactly. You become like fathers in general or mothers. They are the role model for kids. So like if it's like you mentioned, you had a bad situation, but you turned out to be on the good side, for example. But it's even better to be the good parent and let's say not to draw the path, maybe, but maybe show the more options or the good options in life that they for kids that could be, right?
It's a quicker road, right? Mm. So for me, yes, I got to a place of success, but my road was a hell of a lot longer than the road of my kids, should they choose to follow, right? Like I'm hopefully paving a nice smooth road to success, whereas mine was bumpy and rocky and broken and everything because I didn't have a framework of what it looked like. I didn't see anyone in my own life doing it. Mm. So that's one of the things that drives me too. Mm. I want to make it easier for them.
Mm. So because you are a family oriented man, let's say, working with your employees, okay, so how do you look at them? Do you look at them also as family? Because the better the connection with the people you are working with, the better business that you will have.
Yeah. So let me say this. If I'm working with someone on a regular basis, whether it's a client of mine or someone on my team, I want to enjoy being around them. Right. I don't want to be like, oh God, I got to see this person. I got to work. Like, that's not a good situation for me. Like, I want to maintain an environment of amazing energy. So for me, whenever we're hiring someone, we are trying to find the right person, because if I bring them in, I don't bring them in as an employee. I bring them in as part of my family. Mm. Right. And then I'm willing to do whatever is needed to do, whatever I have to do for that person, to make them feel as though they're part of something bigger than the task at hand. So yeah, to answer your question, like I do look at my team like family for sure. Mm,
cool. Awesome. So for example, what are the, let's say, the criteria or the specific things that made you choose certain employees for certain things that, and you know, these guys that I am with now, they are A players.
Yeah. So not everyone has to have inherent A player attributes. They don't have to have aptitude off the charts or amazing speaking skills off the charts, whatever. Number one, they have to take extreme ownership. Like whatever, they have to take full ownership of everything they do. If there's a problem, if there's a situation, if they take ownership from it, then they can learn from it and grow. That's number one. Number two is the willingness to step into a new environment and fail. So like just the drive and willingness to do things that are new and outside of their comfort zone. And then also just having a heart to help people, right? It, even if I bring someone on in a sales role, like they got to sell something for me, if they only care about money, that's not my person. It's a good attribute to have in a sales and or marketing advertising role, but if that's what they lead with, that's only going to last for so long. They have to actually want to help people or make some kind of a difference.
Well, adding value to people, actually.
Not sure.
It's not like about just making the sales in sales. You need to actually provide people with value and something that is actually going to benefit them.
Correct. Yeah.
This should be in mind. Not just the money. Of course, the money is important. You can't be in business without money coming in.
Yeah, you have to be financially responsible.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can't lead with that for sure.
So what would you say the things or the keys or the elements that made you successful? Is it, for example, the team around you, the kind of operation that you do, things that you focus on? What are the keys that made you successful?
First and foremost, I would say is my unwilling ability to continue. Like I don't quit. I might get someplace slower than somebody else, but I just don't quit. I won't stop. So that in and of itself is probably the thing that's got me the furthest is just having failure after failure after failure and just still doing the same thing or learning how to do something a little bit different and just moving forward. So consistency, commitment to something, and then being consistent behind it is probably the thing that has given me the ability to have the most amount of success that I've had over the past 14 years in business.
Cool. Awesome. So you've been in business for that long, 14 years. So you spoke about consistency. So this is the key to actually make it, because whatever you do in life in general, if you want to be a business owner, you want to be an entrepreneur, you will definitely face some failures, some pullbacks. Someone will, whether it's an outside effect or an inside effect, something will want to knock you down, right?
Yeah. So it's funny. A mentor and coach of mine once said to me, he goes, "You haven't sucked at this long enough to quit."
Oh, that's cool.
So, because when I was working with him, you know, I was doing this thing that he was teaching me to do. And I was like, it's not working. I'm not good at it. Like I'm trying, I memorize, I'm not good at it. And he literally looked right in my face. He's like, "You haven't sucked at it long enough." And I was like, "Oh God." And that's painful to hear, right? It's demoralizing. Like, how much longer am I going to have to go through this bad part to get to where I want to be? But I'll tell you something. The difference is when you're willing to go in for the long haul, just by default, you're going to continue to move forward where other people are dropping off and dropping out.
Yeah.
And then by default, you start to win. Mm-hmm. And then by default, you build confidence with rhythm and repetition. So you get better at it inherently. So I tell this to all my clients. Well, I tell this to anyone who asks. Just very simply, don't quit. You can pivot. You can change things up. You can tweak things. Just don't quit on the thing. And in most cases, you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you want to, for example, go from any point A, B, or A to Z, you will have life will come in the way. Some maybe people come in the way, situation come in the way. Maybe resources not enough. For example, you have to be resourceful. So like you mentioned, maybe you'll need more time. Like if you plan something by the end of 6 months, maybe it won't. That's okay. Plan again, put another deadline, but try from different side, from here and there, left, right, above, down, whatever way. Just keep focusing on it, and definitely you will get it. Because if we quit from the first try, nothing will get done.
After the 10th, right? The only way to ensure you won't get there is if you stop.
Yeah,
that's the only way to say, okay, I'm definitely not going to get there. If I stop. If you keep continuing, you at least have a shot. Exactly. That's the big thing. You at least have a shot. You're in the game.
Yeah, you will have not only a shot, because if it's something like big and it happens, you will know that you can reach it, and you will then probably aim for something bigger and higher.
Sure. Yeah.
And go after it.
Yep, I agree.
Exactly. Yeah, that's very important, because entrepreneurship is tough. It's like the accountability, especially if you're working at first alone by yourself, you have to put all the things, the accountability is on you. There is no one is going to tell you what to do.
Nope.
Right? You have to be your own man on it.
So you're right. And here's what I say to those people. Entrepreneurship is actually extremely lonely. It's really, because if you go out there on the street and you look at 10 people, most likely 9 of them are not entrepreneurs, right? Mm. Only one of them is. So if only, you know, one out of so many are entrepreneurs, it's very lonely. You're kind of by yourself. So here's the important thing. As an entrepreneur, it is vitally important that you surround yourself with the right people, whether that's coaches or mentors or people that are doing the same thing as you, because those are the only people that understand what you're thinking and how you're thinking and the challenges and the struggles you're having. Because if you're talking to the other people, if you're talking to the other people that have the 9-to-5 jobs, they are not going to relate to you on any level, and you're going to literally feel like you're all by yourself. But when you put yourself in the right group, that's when you're like, oh shit, other people are going through the same thing. I could do this. I can make this happen. I could do this another day or week or month or year.
Mm. So how important do you believe or think mentors and coaches are? Because like we mentioned earlier, it's like you can condense the time of learning and achieve things quicker, and instead of making it in 10 years, because nowadays everything is available online. If you Google or Bing anything, there's everything online. But instead of you putting the pieces together, which will take you years, it will take you less than that. So how do you look on this thing?
So you actually said it very well. The reality is as a person, as long as you have drive and this ability to not quit, you'll be successful. You will eventually, right? So you have two choices. You're either going to invest time or money. And the purpose of a coach or a mentor is to collapse time. Yes, you might have to invest some money to do so, but money comes and goes, right? Money flows in your hand and out of your hand. But once time passes, time is gone. So for me, early on, I was like, I don't have the money to do it, or I'll figure it out on my own. And now, where I am in my life, I realized how much time has gone behind me. And I'm still young, but there's a lot of time that has passed. If someone can show me, tell me, teach me something in a short period of time, and I can save time, I'll invest a lot of money in doing
stuff. Of course. Because nowadays, because there's, for example, so much information that it's going to take you right and left for a long time if you just keep at it. Whether it's a repetitive information or new information, you would see which thing should I focus on now, what to do now, what's the most important thing to do in business, as I am now accountable for my own. So these kind of things, you start thinking. And when you start thinking as an entrepreneur, your mind becomes like, it's crazy.
Right?
Yeah. It's like
tiny
crazy. Yeah. It's like insane. Yeah.
So my job as a coach and a consultant is to say, I understand these are all the things, but let's focus on one or two, right? Let's complete those, and then we can evaluate, continue, or pivot if we need to, but it stays more focused. And that's how you get further, is when you're more focused on one or two or three things max.
So you believe that going narrow is better than going wide into business?
I believe those that are successful at very, very high levels are more of have a narrowed focus than a wide focus. You don't in most cases, you don't see a professional athlete that's a professional basketball player, baseball player, soccer player, football player. They don't do all of them. They do one of them very, very well.
Yeah, exactly. Right? This is why coaches are important, because a lot of us are sports fans. So if you watch sport teams, they all basically have coaches and management teams and the dedicated staff. So this is why coaching is very important, because eventually, for example, a soccer team or a football team, if you have no coach or a manager, they basically can go and play. But sometimes the manager or the coach sees certain things in a game, for example, that the players themselves who are playing, they cannot see it from the inside. They need someone who's looking from the outside in sometimes to see these kind of things.
That's it. It's very simple. It's what's really funny is growing up, right? Hopefully in a good household, you have your mother and your father that are coaching you. Mm. And then if you're lucky enough to have a good teacher in school, the teacher's coaching you. And if you play a sport, the coach is coaching you. And then all of a sudden you turn 18. And you're like, I'm good. and that's when people are like, what do I do? And they just go and do the same thing every day and live this miserable life, because people all of a sudden stop getting coached. Mm. If you look at any high performer, athlete, business entrepreneur, singer, actor, what do they all have? They all have continued coaching and mentorship throughout. Mm. And that's a staple for every single one of them. That's why it's so important, for sure.
I love that at first, at what you said, like parents can be as coaches and educators. That's cool. If parents look at that they would be a good role model for their kids, actually, sure. As a coach.
That's what I do with my kids, right? Everything they do or they want to do, it's a coaching opportunity, right? Mm. Whether it's, again, they want to play a sport or they want to learn their alphabet or whatever. They want to know about the world, right? You're coaching them. You give them the opportunity to do it. Watch them maybe fail or struggle. Give them your insight and then have them do it again a little bit better. And that back and forth is what makes them a really valuable human being.
Cool. Because kids in small ages like to be open to a lot of things, to see a lot of things that they have options for to do in their lives, whether it's sports, music, learning, knowledge, whatever it is that they can. Because for example, when they grow up and start making decisions for themselves, because eventually now, when they reach, for example, like in your own case, your kids now, the biggest is 4, so and they are like 10, 15, 18. So they will make all their own decisions. So at that time, we'll see more options to open to them. They will know where to go, maybe.
Yeah.
They want to do this or this or this, or maybe multiple things.
Yeah. And my job is to hopefully give them the framework to be able to make those decisions and then evaluate their actions and then continue to make the decision that's necessary to get them where they want to be. For sure.
Yeah. So what advice would you give entrepreneurs, especially entrepreneurs who have families?
So number one, understand it's hard and that's good. It's okay. Like life is not supposed to be this easy, simple thing or else it would be boring. So know that if you're feeling that it's hard or you're feeling as though that it's a struggle, that's a good thing. It means you're moving in the right direction. Number two, again, I'm not saying this because I am one. I don't care if it's me or somebody else, but you should have a coach or have a mentor. Because again, time is one of those things you cannot get back. And if you do have a family, those moments are fleeting. If your kids are young, they're not going to be young forever, right? If your wife is in love with you now and you don't tend to that love, she may not be in love with you forever. So that's why a coach and a mentor can help so much. Because if it could save you the struggle and the heartache with building your business and you don't have to go through that, then you could have success quicker. And if that happens, then you could be there with your family to enjoy that side of your life as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And then number three, don't quit.
Definitely, because if you quit, nothing will happen. You won't grow. You won't achieve anything, your goal. Like, for example, I was talking to someone, they said they wanted to be rich. Do you think being rich is a good goal, or that should be specific?
Hey, listen, being rich is great, right? Now, you could become rich a lot of different ways. You could be rich dealing drugs. You could be rich ripping people off.
Yeah,
or exactly. You could be rich, to your point earlier, is adding people true value. So being rich in and of itself, it's fine. It's actually neutral. It makes things easier if you have money, as long as you're doing the right things to acquire it, I think is important.
Yeah. So I think you answered this, but I have to ask you this. What would you say I want to take away from this episode?
That you can. I guess I'm speaking more so to the husbands and fathers out there, is you can have a very successful business or businesses and be there for your family. And not just provide for your family, but actually be there to be an active participant in your family, right? To be a good husband, to set a good example for your kids, right? If you think about it, if you break it down as a father, what do you want for your kids? To have an amazing life. In order to have an amazing life, they need to have amazing relationships. In order for them to see what they should do, you have to set the example in your own relationship. You can't want your kids to have great marriages and to show them a shitty one. That doesn't work, right? So if you show them what it's supposed to be with your wife or your spouse, and you set the example and you can do that, that's how you give them a really good life. And it's also by experience. You have to be with them, not just giving them money to buy a car or whatever, but to actually be with them and connect to them and show them love. So you can have both, but it takes the effort to be able to do so.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. Life has a lot of things. So you have to be there. Connection and relationship with the family is very important.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Also, where can people get in touch with you, Ryan?
Yep. Two really simple, easy places. Number one is my website, myascensionbydesign.com. Very, very easy. And then number two is on Facebook. I made it very, very easy. I just recently, within like the last 2 or 3 weeks, I just created a private Facebook group. It's called Ascension of the Entrepreneur. Inside that Facebook group, I connect with people. So like if you have a struggle, if you have a challenge, if you want to throw something out there to the group, I myself will go in and provide feedback, but you're also going to be part of that community that I was talking about before. Being around other people looking to do the same thing in life, so you realize you're not alone. You realize like struggles and challenges are normal. It's okay. We'll get through it together. And you're going to get some really good advice from me, but also from the other people that are inside the group. And they're going to coach you and help you. It's totally free, right? It's a free resource. Come there, enjoy it. And again, we want you to provide for us too, right? Tell us, give us your feedback as well. So
knowledge is about sharing also.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you, Ryan, for being here today with me on the Success Secret podcast. It was wonderful having you here today.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Success Grit. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found value in the show, rate and leave a review on iTunes. For more resources, visit successgrid.net. Until next time.